that, so you have to ignore me if you hear me eating in the background. I'm eating Teddy Grahams. I buy my daughter these Teddy Grahams, and I eat them myself because they're so good. I got, like, the honey flavor. It's really good. But I want to get cinnamon flavor, but the Walmart I went to didn't have it, so we got honey again. But so if you hear me eating, I apologize. But, yeah, so I want to do this video because... And I'm always honest and raw with you guys, and I don't keep anything from you. And I know I haven't been on in a while, just so much going on. But I want to be honest with you. I did go to my therapy session, and everything went well. One of the major topics that came up was my relationship with my boyfriend. And I don't know. I tried to talk to my boyfriend about it last night, and I was like, you know, asking him questions like, do you see yourself marrying me in the future, blah blah blah, do you see yourself doing this? And of course he says, oh, I feel like you're putting pressure on me and rushing me. I'm like, dude, we've been together for 2 years, it'll be 3 years next year, where's the pressure at? And I tried to give him an example. I was like, well, I know a girl I went to school with, her boyfriend, her dated for 6 months. He asked her to marry him, accepted her 2 kids, and they're engaged. And I'm like, some men don't need all this time. Like, he's like, oh, I said, so do you plan on getting married at all? And then he goes, I don't know, but I don't want to be rushed. And I'm just like, you know what? And I'm trying to tell him, like, remember when we first started dating, we had a conversation in your living room on the couch. We both talked about what we wanted. You said you wanted marriage and kids, and now you're telling me you don't remember that conversation. I said, when we first started dating, I told you from the beginning, before you even asked me to be your girlfriend, I said, hey, I want marriage, and I want another child. And you were okay with that. Now it's like, oh, I'm not okay with any of this. I don't remember the conversations. And I'm just like, I feel like my therapist was kind of hinting at, like, that he's not the one, and I need to move on. And I try to tell him that, and he's just like, well, people are going to talk and all this crap. And I'm just like, I'm just kind of over it. Like, I feel like for me, it's like I can just see I'm wasting my time. Because last night, I try to have a conversation with him. He shuts completely down, stops talking on the phone. So I hang up on him because he's not saying anything. I try to text him and call him back again. He doesn't pick up, doesn't respond to my text because he's clearly upset. So this is how we communicate. I try to talk to him and he shuts down, avoids me for the whole rest of the night. And that's not a relationship. I feel like if we're in a serious relationship, why are you shutting down, avoiding the conversation? Like, we're adults, okay? Like, it's. I feel like I'm dating a 5-year-old sometimes. It's like, I can't communicate with him. He doesn't know how to deal with certain things without getting upset. And then I just feel stupid because I'm like, I'm trying to make this work. I want to be with you. And then it's like, everyone around me is like, why are you trying to make it work? He's never going to marry you. He's never going to do this and that. And then, like, basically, I take up for him all the time. But then when we have conversations and his actions basically tell me everything is, like, what everyone's saying is true. And my therapist is basically saying the same thing. It's just, like, confirming it. And it's just, like, I feel like I've wasted 2 years. And I've told him several times, like, if you don't want to do this anymore, say something. Just say something. Let me go. He gets all quiet on the phone. It's like, I don't know if he's either scared of losing me or he's scared of hurting my feelings. But I was like, my feelings aren't going to be hurt. Because at the end of the day, if you don't want to be with me, if you don't want to marry your kids in the future, I'll just move on and find somebody who wants those things. Not a big deal. I'll meet the right guy. God will send me the right man, and everything will fall into place. And I told him last night, like, if we break up, like, it's no coming back. Like, because I'm not going to take you back again. Like, it's done. It's done. You know, I'm moving on with my life. And you can do what you want to do. But I'm not waiting around for you. So it's just, guys, I don't know, I'm just at a point where it's like, I can't wait. I see my therapist again next week, so I'm gonna talk to her about all this. But I feel like the conversation, it's just, we're on two different pages. And I tried to explain that to him, and he's like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? I'm like, it means that you're on one page, and I'm on another, and I'm wasting my time. And, like, you keep, you know, like, dragging me on, and for what? Like, I don't know, guys, but I know my time's being wasted, and I'm 30 years old. I'm too old to have my time wasted. Like, I could have been married, been had another child, but I wasted 2 years on him, so that's where it got me. I'm in the prime of my career. I have a great job now. Everything's going great for me, and, you know, he doesn't know what he wants. He's still at his job that he says he loves some days and some days he can't stand, and then he doesn't want to move from his house because his dad passed away and left him the house, so he's stuck. He wants to stay there, and he wants to stay in a small town, and that's fine, but I feel like my life is here. You know, my family's here, all my help, the people that help me, my daughter, they're here, and, you know, I just don't think it's going to work. Like, I've tried to make it work, and I've done everything that I possibly can for this relationship, but it's just not going to work. And it's like, we need to be honest about it instead of keep avoiding the conversation, instead of keep, you know, dancing around the topic. It's like, it's, in my mind, it's over, but we're just not saying it's over. We're just not saying it, you know. But I don't know, guys. Like, I don't know what else to do. It's like, all I want is answers, and I feel like he can't give me that because he wants to keep shutting down, and he doesn't know, you know, what to do. And I'm a big believer in, like, you should be happy in your relationship. If you're not happy, I think you should, like, separate, because life is too short to be with the wrong person, and, you know, you shouldn't waste so much time on the wrong person. So it feels like, for me, like, you know, I've wasted, like, 2 years on this situation, and it's pretty much gotten me where I'm at now in this bad situation of trying to figure it out. I don't know, guys, but like I said, I'm just being blunt and honest on this Sunday morning because I gotta be honest with you guys, and I gotta be real with you. But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that relationship situation, but I know that I'm not happy. I don't think he's happy, but nobody's really saying it. Well, I'm saying it, he's just shutting down, but, you know, I'm just kind of over it. Like, I want to just move on with my life and kind of, like, see what else is out there, and if there is somebody out there for me who can really just give me the love that I need, then that's the person I want to be with, you know? I don't know. And then my therapist was like asking me, like, she doesn't think he's the love of my life. And I'm just like, I never thought about it like that. Like, is he the love of my life? And I'm like, I don't know. Again, guys, this is not to bash him. It's just me telling you guys how I feel. And again, everything that I tell you guys, I told him. So if he were to hear this, he wouldn't be shocked, because it's just the same thing. But I don't know. I just feel like I have to say that because I want people to be like, oh my God, she's telling all her business and she's bashing him. Like, no, I'm totally not, because everything I'm telling you guys, I told him last night. So, again, you know, I don't know. I feel like I tell my story because it could be someone out there who can relate. Like, how do I know it's not some guy out there or girl out there who's going through the same thing as me and they can relate? So that's why I'm like, it's important to tell my story, because I can help somebody else help it. Yeah. I don't know. Moving on from that, though, because I don't want to just stay in this dark space. But yeah, so I made a new Instagram. It's called, I think, yeah, I told you guys about the last time I did. Did I? It's called Life Topics Blog. Okay, so yet again, people who should be following my personal page found it. I'm like, why do I keep deleting Instagrams and y'all keep following me? Like, it's annoying. Like, seriously. I have two Instagrams. That's not my personal one. Like, everybody that, like, my old people I used to work with, and people keep finding me on this Instagram. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm about to scream. Literally scream, guys. Because I'm like, why do y'all keep following me on this Instagram page? Like, leave me alone. It's annoying. It's like, I deleted it for a reason, and then same people keep following me. I think I'm gonna have to make my page private, because I'm getting annoyed with that, like super annoyed. I'm just like, I have a personal page for a reason, and everybody seems to not be on that wave with me. I'm just like, really? It's annoying. But whatever, I'm not going to delete this page. I'm just going to keep it. It's just annoying me that people who, you know, could follow my personal page keep choosing to follow other pages, and I'm like, it makes no sense. I'm like, do people not allowed to have two Instagram pages? Like, should I put a PSA out for that? I mean, maybe I should put a PSA. Because it's super annoying. But anyway, yeah. So, I just chose to, like, sleep in late today. I was going to go to church, but then I was like, no, I'm just going to stay home. And because I feel like I haven't been getting any sleep or any rest. And so me and my daughter just chose to stay home and relax. And she's, like, still sleepy. I keep trying to sleep, guys, but my back is hurting so bad. Like, the middle of my back is, like, so sore. I'm like, oh, my God. And this is a new mattress that I got. So I'm thinking, like, my mom was like, maybe it's the way you're sleeping. I'm like, I don't know, but I couldn't sleep any longer than I wanted to because my back started hurting. Yeah. Even when I stretch, it's like hurting me a little bit. So, I don't know. But yeah. It is back to work tomorrow, and I have to work at a different location tomorrow. So I'm like, oh my God. I hope, like, everything goes well. I'm super nervous because I've never been to this location before. So, yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow to this location. I'm trying to get to work early. Because, you know, when you go to a different location, everyone does stuff differently. And I don't want to show up late. And they're like, because at my location, if we show up a little bit late, no one says anything. But let me be on time. You know. Although, I don't think their first patient comes till 9. But I'm still going to get there early. Because this is what you should do. So, yeah. I'm going to miss my location tomorrow, though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But I hope everyone's having a great Sunday morning so far. I think in a few minutes I'm going to get up and get dressed. My daughter's still sleeping. But we have to go to Walmart today because I got to go to Walmart today. Yeah, usually on Sundays we go to Walmart. I get stuff for my packing my lunch for the following week, so that's probably what I'll do. But I mean, now that I'm like, then again, I don't want to keep eating bad because did I tell you guys I'm doing a 7-day challenge? Well, it's probably not even 7 days, but I'm doing a challenge where I'm going to be going to the gym and eating clean because my therapist, not nutritionist, because I don't see a nutritionist anymore. My therapist was like, you know, in order for me to feel good about myself, I need to start exercising and just eating better. So, starting Monday, which would be tomorrow, because I think my gym opens up at 5:30, so I think I'm gonna go upstairs to the gym and work out like for 30 minutes because I think the gym opens up at 5:30, so I'll just get up at like 5, throw on some workout clothes, do something to my hair, and then I'll just like go to the gym from like 5:30 to 6, and then I'll come home, you know, get my daughter ready, and we'll just go from there. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting, but it's also going to be really fun to just work out for 30 minutes. So I'm making a challenge, and I'm also going to be, like, blogging it because I want everyone to see it. So if you want to go to my page and see, it'll probably be, I don't know if I'm going to put the video. I might put the video on both pages. I don't know yet. So people can just see it. Probably on both. I'll put it on my personal page and my life topics blog page. But I'm going to actually start, like, filming it. So you guys will see me, like, get ready in the morning with the gym clothes on. I'll take it to the gym with me. You guys are going to see me, like, walk the track. Like, hopefully on a treadmill and just do all kinds of exercises.
Like, this will be, like, a
7-day challenge thing, and it's just to kind of motivate myself, like, sure, you can do it, because I do have to be healthier, so, You guys are going to get to see all of that. And I'm excited to showcase that. So, yay! Yeah, I don't know. Do I have anything else I want to talk about? I'm just really tired, honestly, a little bit. I want to get my nails done, guys. Like, I've been, like, I keep seeing pictures of people on, like, line getting their nails done, and, like, the matte color and the powder, and I'm like, well, see, probably, like, what month is this? This is, like, February. Probably, like, in April, I'll start going to the nail shop, because usually what I do in the summertime, that's when I start getting my nails and feet done. In the winter, I don't do it. I just leave my nails plain, or I paint my toes myself, because I don't see the point of, like, I'm here to get, you know, in the winter, I just don't like to do it, but, yeah. So, I'm gonna, like, I gotta find a new nail shop, though, because I was going to this nail shop in the mall. They closed down. I guess they wasn't getting enough business, so I can't go there anymore. So, I'm probably just gonna have to find a new nail shop that I wanna go to. I don't know any really good nail shops, though, guys. So, I'm like, where do I go? I know. I wish I could just find a set one that I could just go to all summer, but it's so hard to find, like, good nail shops, because it's a couple of them here where I live, but I don't really want to go to the ones here where I live. They're not the best. They're so-so, so, I don't know. I'll have to find one, I guess. I think it's some Mechanicsville that I can go to. Well, that's, like, near my area of my house, too, so. So, yeah, I'll have to find one. But I'll find one that I like, hopefully, guys. Actually, I think it's a nail shop near my job I could try. It's one near my job, I think. Anyway. I thought it was one near my job. I don't know. But see, I want to, like, go to the nail shop in the morning, like, they first open or something, so I can just be, like, one of the first ones in there to get in and out. So, yeah, but I got to figure it out. It is one here that I could go to in my area, but they're, like, so freaking expensive. They're expensive, and then, like, they're weird about it, because they're like, oh, well, if you don't get gel polish on your toes, they charge extra just for regular polish, so it's weird, I don't know. But, yeah, so I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do about the, getting my nails and stuff done thing. So, I'll figure it out. I will figure it out. But yeah, because I want to start getting my nails and toes done for the summer time. Yes, I do. But that's a whole nother story. So anyway, I'm just rambling on now, guys, because I don't know what else to talk about. I've missed you guys, though. I've missed doing this podcast because I feel like I keep coming back and going away, but I've just had so much, like, between work, you know, I'm so tired every day because I'm working from, like, 8 to 5. I'm not used to that because in my old job, my schedule was different. So, we didn't really get, like, at that place, I didn't really get, like, my full 40 hours because the doctor was, like, having, like, a lot of half days. So, I would leave work early, like, way before 5. And then when I got hired at this new job, it's like, when I got hired at this new job, it's like the hours are a little bit longer, and I'm trying to adjust to that, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm tired, you know. So when I get home, I'm just exhausted. So the time I leave, you know, even though I leave work at 5, I don't technically get to where I live because my job's in the city, so I don't get to my small town until like sometimes 5:45 or 5:45, and I gotta pick my daughter up, gotta get home, gotta make sure she eats dinner, then we gotta get out of showers and our baths, and then got PJs on, and then we try to relax a little bit before we go to bed, but it's like, I'm tired. So every time I think about the podcast, I'm like, I'm gonna make a podcast recording, and it's like, but I'm tired. Like, last week, I went to, like, hit the button to do it, and I'm like, I'm tired. I just turned my phone off, and I was like, I can't even do it. But I haven't forgot about you guys. I've just been super, super busy, tired, and a whole bunch of other things, but, yeah. But, I'm definitely gonna do better with the recordings, but if you guys wanna check out my new Instagram that I made, Life Topics blog, I believe. Yeah, blog, sorry. All right, guys, I'm gonna end this. Have a nice Sunday. Peace.